Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Kirk Hyest. I'm born and raised in Canton, Ohio, and I am one of the founders and co-inventors of the Turbo Trusser, and I'm also a contractor, building contractor as well.
Awesome. So can you just tell us more about what you invented and just how you got the idea for it?
Well, my business partner and I, Brian, he couldn't make it today, but we've been inventing for several years now. We've invented many products, most of which are dogs and didn't go anywhere. But the one that we actually are starting to sell, we have sold quite a few of, is the Turbo Trusser. How we thought of it, we always come up with these ideas. Brian was trussing a chicken one day at his house and texted me, and he's like, we need to figure out a way to truss a chicken. We need to have some kind of a mechanism or something. And, I went to culinary school. I was a chef back in my previous life. So I've trussed many chickens, and I hated doing it with the butcher's twine and the messy, and you're looking at videos online. So we put our heads together, and that's how it started.
Awesome. So I guess, can you explain for somebody who doesn't know, like, how exactly does it work?
Trussing in general or the device?
Your device.
Oh, what it does is it's fairly simple. It's just three pieces. It's the body, which looks like a bird, a chicken, or a turkey. And you put the legs in the cradle, the leg cradle, you hook the wires into the wings, and you have a trussed bird in, 20, 30 seconds instead of 2 to 5 minutes.
That's awesome. So like, as of now, right, like, that you guys built this product and you're selling it. So what does that look like? Is it being sold in stores? Is it like, e-commerce? What does that look like for you guys?
Most of our business is on Amazon right now, probably 90% of it. Maybe a little bit less. We did quite well on QVC. We're on QVC 3 times. We're going to be again on March. We're going on, not us, but I believe Kevin O'Leary is actually going to be pitching the Turbo Trusser on QVC next month sometime. We do QVC. We've been on CBS Deals a couple times, 2 or 3 times. Good Morning America 3, Kevin O'Leary was on there presenting it. But mostly it's Amazon. We do have some mom and pop like barbecue stores that we sell to. But right now we're trying to do a big push into retail. We're trying to crack that nut, which is very, very difficult. The whole retail space is totally different than selling on Amazon. You have to have displays and, they have to get your product. So we're going to the Inspired Home Show next month. And we have a booth there in Inventor's Corner area, booth IC6. And we're going to see if we can pick up some retailers there.
Awesome. So I guess like in terms of Amazon, in terms of like e-commerce, like, is it like mostly Amazon, or do you guys sell directly from your website as well?
We sell directly from our website and Amazon, but we have a buy on Amazon now button on our website. So a lot of people go to our website. I think they order off of Amazon because if you have Prime, you get it the next day in most cases, because we're on, we're fulfilled by Amazon. So we're in the Prime program there. So, the people can get it, soon, fast.
For sure. So What is your vision for 2024? Obviously, like you mentioned, getting into retailers, but like, how else do you guys expect to grow? How much do you guys expect to grow, whether it's like, by 20% or whatever percentage?
Yeah, well, we grew last year over the year before, we grew 35%. So, which was pretty good. We've launched a few new products in the last couple months. We have a smoked cream cheese platter, a jalapeno popper rack, and we have a rub. We're working on a couple more rubs. We're working on a couple more products, but we're trying to grow that way. And we want to get in the retail. I know it's hard, but it'd be nice to be in a few hundred stores next year, or maybe 1,000, or we don't know yet. We're planning, but one thing that we can make last minute decisions, because all of our manufacturing is done in Northeastern Ohio.
Oh, wow.
We're an hour from Cleveland, and the bodies are stamped in Cleveland. The wires are made in Cleveland. The displays and everything are made like a half hour away in Worcester, Ohio, and you know, we have a 3PL in Cleveland that's going to help us distribute. So, I mean, we're pretty nimble when it comes to last minute things because we can actually get things made pretty quickly here.
For sure. So, you know, in terms of retailers, are there like certain retailers, like grocery stores, or like what type of retailers do you guys like envision your products being in?
We're looking at every type of retailer. You know, for instance, Thanksgiving, we would like to be in and out, maybe a seasonal thing, like have a floor display by the turkeys, or have an end cap by the turkeys, something like that. But you know, also because that's more seasonal, chickens, we sell more chickens than turkeys. So turkey or chickens, we sell year round. So, you know, we're just trying to figure that out right now because, you know, we don't know anything about retail. We're learning everything right now. So, you know, we brought on some sales reps that are gonna try to help us, but it's definitely an uphill battle. But you know, we see ourselves being in Home Depot, Lowe's, like in, you know, Menards, something like that, possibly. But in the barbecue sections, grocery stores close to the birds, and even like big box stores like, you know, Costco, or you know, clubs like Costco, Sam's Club. Maybe a pallet with a combo pack, or you know, even you know, in the kitchen gadget section in Walmart, or you know, even smaller stores. But right now, we don't know. We're just exploring the whole thing, and we're trying to pick up more retailers because it took us this long to actually gear up and you know, and get ready to make thousands of units and you know, tens of thousands of units.
For sure. So how do you convince people that, like, you know, what they're, because I feel like probably some people like might have an objection saying, oh, like the way like I do it now is totally fine. It takes me 5 minutes as opposed to like 30 seconds. So like, how do you convince somebody to say, hey, listen, like this is the better way and it's just way more efficient?
Well, you know, if especially rotisseries, this is the, you know, when you truss a bird and put it on a rotisserie, you always have to adjust it. You always have to tighten the string up. You have to retie it. Some of the string might burn off, or just bird shrinks and it loosens up and you're out there messing with it. You hook the turbo trusser on it and it's done. I mean, you know, but it's just the ease, you know, it's the ease of use, and your hands don't get all messy. You're not turning the bird over. You know, it's a convenience thing, you know, and it's made in the United States. But you know, it's stainless steel, so it's sustainable. You can reuse it. You buy it one time, you're done. You're not throwing the string out. But it's just easier to use than traditional butcher's tool. And a lot of people don't really realize how, you know, even if you don't use the turbo trusser, you still should tie your bird up. You should still truss your bird because it cooks more evenly. That's the benefit of having a trussed bird, because it cooks as one piece of meat. If you know, if the wings and the legs fall away from the body, then you're cooking the legs, the wings, and the breast all separately. That's why a lot of times your breast will dry out before your legs dry out.
For sure. So have you thought about selling it like B2B to like restaurants or chain restaurants or places like that?
We've tossed it around, but we're not really focused on that right now.
Makes sense. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you guys face in the business right now?
Just acquiring more customers. I mean, the biggest challenge is pretty much is cracking this retail nut. You know, it's just every day there's a challenge, but that's the biggest one. Like, how are we going to get it in front of people in retail, and how and actually them purchase it and have the retailers reorder? You know, because
For sure.
retailers can always place that initial order, but they have to keep selling them to keep on, you know, to stay on the shelves. So that's the biggest challenge right now is retail. But you know, we've had so many challenges since we've started this. I mean, you know, we started it in you know, my business partner's garage, Brian's garage, and our other shop is a garage, my garage. You know, so basically we're still working out of our garage. But you know, it's just him and I. I mean, we have somebody handling our Amazon account. We have, you know, sales reps, and we have you know, we contract manufacturer contract for the manufacturing. But it's just us two right now. So, and we have full-time job, you know. So, you know, it's like making that juggling it is the sometimes is the big challenge.
For sure. I mean, how do you guys like manage your times?
We work all the time, every day, all night. I mean, last night I worked until 10. Brian worked until probably 10 too, because you know, that's why he wasn't here, that you know, today. Just you know, he has a lunch he had to do. So and I'm taking a break from my construction gig right now. But it's just managing time. You just got to squeeze it in, you know, get up at 6 a.m, check the emails, get them out. You know, sometimes we carve days out, you know, when we have to do things, but, you know, for the most part, it's just working all the time.
For sure. So in terms of like scaling up, like last year, you mentioned you guys grew by 35%. Mm-hmm. Like what, I mean, if you guys like run ads, or you mentioned that you were in like on some shows, like what kind of exposure have you gotten to help you guys scale and get in front of more people?
Yeah. Well, TV has helped us tremendously. You know, obviously Shark Tank, you know, kicked it off. But you know, after you're on Shark Tank, that was September of 2022, that, you know, that it's just a downward, I'm not going to say spiral, but it's just, you know, the demand goes down. It's not like it was when we were on the show, but, you know, being on QVC really helped. You know, our first show, we did really well. I think we sold 7,000 units in 7 minutes or 10,000. I don't know. It was a lot. I mean, it was more than we thought. And then we were on QVC, then they put us on two more times. And then we're, you know, the CBS deals, they, you know, we've been on there a couple of times. That helps. I mean, is, you know, and we had a PR firm. We use them sometimes now, but they were trying to get the word out, you know, doing, you know, newspaper articles and magazines and online. So we're doing everything we can to get the word out. And, you know, Brian, he does really well. He handles our social media. So he's always doing that. And now his son is helping us with TikTok, which is another animal in itself, but he's a young guy. He just graduated from business school. So he's going to help us with the TikTok. We're trying to, you know, our social media is very important, and we're trying to really push that too.
For sure. So in terms of like when you guys have gone on these shows, do you prepare the inventory, or like, how do you know that, like, obviously you don't know exactly like how many people are going to buy, but like, how are you able to, I guess, spin things up quickly if somebody orders, you know, 10,000 or however many mm-hmm. items? Yeah.
Well, there's a requirement, like CBS, they require a certain amount of inventory or they won't run your show. So you have to guarantee them that you have a certain amount of inventory. And same with QVC, you know, your inventory has to be in the warehouse ready to ship for, you know, for your show to air. So they make sure that if they're on TV selling it, then you have the proper, you know, inventory. But, you know, our inventory, it's very small. I mean, you know, we can fit 100 in a case, and the case is only 9 inches wide by 9 inches high by 17 inches long, and we can fit 100 in there. So, you know, we don't need a lot of space. It doesn't weigh a lot. So, you know, keeping track of the inventory and having inventory on hand isn't a problem.
For sure. So like you mentioned that you guys are going to ramp up social media more and TikTok. So is the plan to start running ads, or like, what are you guys like trying to accomplish with that social media?
Yeah, we're running a few ads right now on Facebook, not a lot. But yeah, we're going to try to do more ads. We just brought a new, Amazon, firm on to help us, and which they specialize in ads and marketing, and they have a really proven, a really good track record. So we are, you know, leaning a lot on them to help us, but you know, yeah, we're going to start doing some more advertising, but right now we're just trying to just navigate because, you know, this is both very new to us. I mean, we've been doing it. You know, we started in November of 2021 is when we launched. And, you know, so we're still trying to figure everything out. I mean, we're learning as we go. We've got a lot of it figured out, but there's so much more that we need to learn. It's just, you know, my head spins every day, basically.
For sure. So obviously now in 2024, many companies are looking for ways to use AI. So do you guys use AI? And if not, like, where do you think AI can come in and help out your business?
We use a lot of AI, as far as like our social media posts. I know Brian uses AI a lot to help him write the posts because, you know, like he says, it writes it a lot nicer than he could write it. I mean, you just type in, you know, the main points and it generates it for you. I just used it on Grommet. You know, we're going to launch on Grommet here in the next couple weeks. And, you know, when I did the listing, I used it, you know, not a lot, but I used it. So we use it not as much as probably we should use it. But you know, we're using it more and more all the time. It's a great tool. I love it.
Hey, have you thought about AI maybe for like, you know, a conversational way if somebody's like on your website and they have questions, or upselling them about like, you know, different products that you guys have?
No, you know what? I have what we've thought about it. We haven't put it into action, but we know a few other Shark Tank companies that actually use that, and it really works for them.
Yeah, for sure. 'Cause I'm especially, I think most companies that are on Shark Tank are essentially category creators, and people have questions like, "Oh, why should I use? Like, what's in here? Like, how does it work? You know, all these kinds of basic questions about your product."
Yeah, we definitely need to look into that more. But I know it's a very, very useful tool. And we have one of our friends is a Shark Tank company. They use AI a lot. I mean, they're really honing it in, and it's really benefiting their business a lot. So we need to step that game up a little bit. But we're wearing so many hats right now. It's especially when we get into retail, we're probably really gonna need it.
For sure. So, what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you guys started this company?
That's a really good question. Well, if you knew everything, you wouldn't even start. So don't give up, because I mean, we've had so many failed inventions, and I've had, my first invention, I still have the patents on it, but it still isn't in the market yet. So just don't give up, because even if like one of you, I don't know if their inventor is going to listen to this, but just any business, really, any startup business, you can't give up. You got to keep your eye on the prize, because you just never know, what's going to happen. But that's my bit of advice is I'm glad I didn't know everything that I had to do, because you would think 10 times about it, but it's rewarding, and you can do it. People can do it, but that's the advice is don't give up.
Like, I guess, how did you know that this invention was the one that was going to essentially be like the viral one, or like be like the, I guess, the more successful one compared to like your other ones?
Well, when we started out inventing together, actually I renovated my Brian's house, my business partner's house. That's how I met him. And I was inventing my first invention, that technically my first invention. And we started inventing together, and what we did is we tried to license products, because that's the easiest way to get your product to market. Well, it's not so easy, but it's the most cost-effective way to get your invention on the market and get a piece of the pie, get your 5 or 7% royalty, or 3, or whatever they're going to give you. So, we've invented, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 things, and we tried to license them. We did a sell sheet, a video, made prototypes, and we would call on companies, and they would, give feedback. No, so we've been in the barbecue and then now cooking space since the beginning, because our first product was a barbecue pan. So when we came to this one, we lost two deals. Like, we licensed the Kirk wrench, which was my wrench, my first invention. The company didn't take it to market because of COVID. It was right in the middle of COVID. And the other product that we licensed was a barbecue lid, which we're going to launch ourselves now. That fell through. So when this came through, we're like, listen, we put it out for the licensing thing. We sent it out to everybody. And we got really good feedback. We got like saying, man, this is a really good idea. I would use it. We sent samples. The people in the companies loved it. We got a couple people interested, but they're like, not right now. It's COVID. And, maybe when, in another year or 2 years, we'll look at it. So we started looking around here, and we could make it here. And so the reason why is because we got really good feedback. It tested well, it held up, and, it solved a real problem.
So essentially, you guys just said, like, you know what, screw it, you're just gonna do it yourselves and not license it.
Exactly. We had to. We had two licensing contracts pulled out from under us, and so we're just like, you know what? We're gonna chance it. We're gonna go for it. So we started small. We ordered 5,000 units of each, and we bought a blister pack machine. I packaged the first 10,000 in my garage. Now we have somebody else doing it for us. But I was every waking moment, I was down there, packaging turbo trussers.
That's
But
amazing.
yeah, so it's you got to crawl before you can walk.
For
So
sure.
we had good feedback. We had local manufacturers that could actually make it for a good price in the United States, and so we decided to go for it,
That's
and
awesome.
it's just been crazy ever since.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
I would love to be in a year from now. I'd love to be in 1,500 stores. That would be a good start. And Amazon, I'd like to see, I'd like to see our other products. We are, our cream cheese platter is really selling well. I don't know if you've had smoked cream cheese down there in Dallas, but we were thinking, one day came up with that idea. But I want to see probably what we have, probably like 10 or 11 products, probably 11 products on the market, and the Turbo Trusser in 1500 stores, say, would be awesome. would be a great goal. But we'll see what happens. Only time will tell.
Yeah, for sure. And we're rooting for you guys. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website, social media, I guess best ways to get in contact?
Yeah, it's at Turbo. It's turbotrusser.com and Turbo Trusser on Amazon. We have an Amazon store there. TikTok, it's Turbo Trusser. Instagram, Turbo Trusser. Everything's Turbo Trusser. And then you can connect through me through LinkedIn. Send me a connection request, send me a message. I can help. I always give some free advice to people if they reach out to me, because I know what it's like to start from the very bottom, and I'm still pretty much at the bottom. We're doing well, but we have a long way to go. But there's a lot of pitfalls, and if I could help somebody avoid some of those things, I'm more than willing to help somebody out.
Awesome. Well, Kirk, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you. All right. All right. Bye.
Bye.